Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Grief counselors are available at Fort Worth's Pascal High School today to help students and staff cope with the death of a student. A 16-year-old gunned down and killed after school Friday. Police believe the shooter is another student, and police are asking the suspect to surrender.
The mother of Zechariah Trevino was told her son was hit by gunfire trying to protect his cousin.
He seen somebody getting hurt. He ran to, you know, straight to that and jumped in the way. And, you know, that's why we're here today.
Trevino's cousin, a 17-year-old girl who was critically wounded, she's still in the hospital. Fort Worth police believe they know who the gunman is, and they say that killer and the two victims are all students at Pascal, which is diagonally across the street from the Whataburger where the shots were fired. From the 24-hour news center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A suspicious death of an animal at the Dallas Zoo has police investigating. KRLD's Bailey Friday reports it's the latest in a string of bizarre incidents at the zoo.
Dallas police are investigating the suspicious death of an endangered vulture at the Dallas Zoo. The dead bird was discovered over the weekend, and the zoo confirms that the death does not appear to be from natural causes. The zoo has asked police to investigate. Keep in mind, this vulture's death comes less than a week after a clouded leopard escaped from its habitat through a cut in the screening, a cut that may have been deliberate. The leopard was free on the grounds for several hours before it was caught and returned unharmed to its enclosure. A cut was also discovered in an enclosure for exotic monkeys, but fortunately, no monkeys escaped. The zoo says it's releasing more information about these bizarre incidents later today. Bailey Friday News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Texas is number one in the country when it comes to traffic deaths.
It's a statistic that TxDOT is surely not proud of, but in 2022, Texas led the nation in the number of traffic deaths at 3,349. That's up nearly 0.5% according to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. The Texas Tribune reports over half the wrecks happen in rural areas where people tend to speed and not wear seatbelts. Cell phone coverage tends to be spottier, which makes calling for help more difficult, and once help does arrive, there are usually no trauma centers nearby. The state is investing in more rural trauma centers and scholarships for emergency medical professionals. From the 24-hour news center, I'm Eric Lycom, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
In Carrollton, a street has been named to honor a fallen hero. Here's KRLD's Austin York.
Steve Notham Way was added to the north entrance of the department as a reminder of the officer who died 3 months ago. Notham was struck and killed by another vehicle while helping investigate a possible DWI along the Bush Turnpike. The people that he touched spoke at Notham's funeral about the sacrifices he had made throughout his life.
Since I have been beating myself up trying to find those answers, saying it was unfair to him, asking God, how could you take a man from his family? But it's my spirituality that tells me, and I now truly believe, that Stevie came there to make sure we made it home.
Notham was a Marine before becoming an officer. He left behind a wife and four children. The man who hit him was in his 80s and also died in the crash. From the 24-hour news center, Austin York, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
For the 27th straight season, the Dallas Cowboys will not advance to the NFC Championship game. They got booted out of the divisional round yesterday by San Francisco 19-12. The defense played well for most of the game but seemed to run out of gas at the end, although linebacker Micah Parsons says he didn't see it that way.
We come in this game and holding them to under 20 points, and if you take away the turnover points, you holding them to under 15, you win the game. So I really want to say that I think everybody left it out there, but they made bigger plays.
The Cowboys offense certainly didn't make big plays, although if you're looking for any bright spots, after having his only extra point attempt blocked, Brett Maher did make a couple of field goals.
And the operation's good, and the kick is up, and the kick is good. I'm telling you, it's only the extra points that give him trouble.
As you might expect, Cowboys fans were not happy. This woman attended the big watch party at AT&T Stadium.
I really thought that we were going to win this game. divisional aspect that really hurts. But I'm still a Cowboys fan no matter what.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, traffic, and weather, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play 1080 KRLD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.